To the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The text we'll consider this morning comes from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, beginning with verse 5 as follows. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who is a refreshing spring of salvation in a parched and weary world. Dear friends in Christ, sometimes it is easy to strike water. Sometimes it's not easy. There are areas of our country where you can hardly put a shovel into the ground without striking water. At the opposite end of the spectrum is, in the state of Montana, the deepest well in the world. The Stensved Well is about 80 miles northeast of Billings, and they had to drill down to 7,300 feet to find water there. Water is important, obviously, and people will often go to great lengths in order to find it. One place you wouldn't expect to have to search for water is some place where there's already a well, especially if that well is deep and reliable and has been producing water for many years. In our text for today, Jesus arrives at just such a well after a long and weary journey on foot. He needs a drink of water, and he asks a woman to provide it. But things are not as they seem, for the Holy Spirit reveals to us that it's actually the woman who needs water, the water of life, and it's Jesus alone who can provide it. If you've ever felt parched and thirsty for righteousness, this text is for you. If you've ever felt yourself so wrapped up in the mundane hustle and bustle of daily life that you were overwhelmed, then this text is for you. If you've ever felt like you want something real, something satisfying, something that lasts, then you've come to the right place. For this morning we'll consider the theme, A Sinner Strikes Water at Jacob's Well. Jesus and his disciples were traveling from Jerusalem in the southern part of Israel to Galilee in the north, and they chose the most direct route, which passed through the land of the Samaritans. Now, all by itself, that was a little bit unusual. Most Jews traveling north would take the alternate route through Perea on the eastern side of the Jordan River, specifically so they could avoid Samaria. And you know why that was. It was because the Jews hated the Samaritans. The Samaritans were a renegade religious sect. They recognized only the first five books of the Bible. The Jews considered them to be spiritual mongrels of foreign blood, and they avoided them whenever possible. A Jewish man, for instance, would never dream of drinking water from a Samaritan well. That's why this woman was so amazed at Jesus' request. She said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." To further heighten the irony, it would soon become clear that the one who really needed a drink was the woman, not Jesus. And she would get it. She was a sinner who was about to strike water. The fact that Jesus was even sitting there talking to this woman showed something important. The water that Jesus gives, the water of life, is for everyone. I used to work with a guy of Hawaiian descent. We started talking about the Christian faith one day. He was cordial and polite, but in the end, he wasn't interested in what I had to say. I asked him why not. He said that he had always assumed that Christianity was a religion for white people. And he was totally serious. What a shame that is, that there could even be a person who thinks that in our world of today. Because, of course, the water of life that Jesus offers is for everyone without exception. In Jesus' own time, the idea that salvation could come to non-Jewish people as well as to the Jews was repugnant to the Jewish religious leaders. They had rejected Jesus and his preaching. So when the Jews turned away from Christ, the gospel was given to the Gentiles. Paul later said to the Jews, "It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, see, we turn to the Gentiles." The woman at the well was one non-Jewish person who was offered the water of life. You're another one, and I'm another. The water Jesus offers is for everyone, especially for wretched sinners. And the woman at the well qualified under that category as well. Jesus' probing would later reveal that this woman had previously had five different husbands, and that the man she was married to at the time wasn't even her, or whom, with whom she was living, she was not even married to. She had been a very great sinner for a very long time, and yet here was the Lord of life offering her the living water. Truly, this sinner struck water at Jacob's well. Does that fact comfort you? It certainly comforts me, because that category of wretched sinner is one into which I certainly fall. If you feel that way too, then come to the living water that Jesus offers you. All you need to bring with you is a conscience stained by sin and a heart heavy with repentant sorrow. I have those things, and I know you do too. So come to Jesus, won't you? As often as you come, your Savior will pour out for you the living water of his pardon, his peace, his everlasting life. He won't turn you away. He can't, for the dispenser of living water is the very one who promises you, "He that cometh unto me, I will by no means cast out." Come, and you too will strike the water of life, for this water is for everyone. Amen. We'll conclude our worship this morning with the singing of the general doxology.
Creatures here.